May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 307. And must it, Lord, be so, and must thy children bear such various kinds of woe, such soul-perplexing fear? Are these the blessings we expect? Is this the lot of God's elect? 307.
Thank you. May the Lord help us to read together from his holy word, from the Gospel according to John chapter 19. The Gospel according to John chapter 19. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe and said, "Hail, King of the Jews," and they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again, and saith unto them, "Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him." Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns, and the purple robe, and Pilate saith unto them, "Behold the man." When the chief priests therefore and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate saith unto them, "Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and saith unto Jesus, "Whence art thou?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Then saith Pilate unto him, "Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and have power to release thee?" Jesus answered, "Thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin." And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, "If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar." When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour. And he saith unto the Jews, "Behold your king." But they cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate saith unto them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two other with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, "Write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am King of the Jews." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, "Let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. After this Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first, and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus, and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled, A bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture saith, They shall look on him whom they pierced. And after this Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave. And he came therefore and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word. May now help us and teach us to pray. Almighty God, do grant a solemn awe upon our spirits. Do grant a deep reverence that we might be favoured to approach. Lord, to approach a precious place, a place of pure gold, but blood sprinkled. And Lord, an exceeding precious promise, there I will meet with thee. Oh, do favour us then to come, but Lord, as we come, thou knowest there is that that stands at the right hand to resist. O Lord, do take away the love of sinning. Lord, do thou command the get thee behind me, Satan. Lord, we drag into thy house a body of sin and death. Lord, we are of the earth and earthy. Lord, thou knowest we can in and of ourselves by no means lift ourselves up, lift ourselves above. Thou knowest the dunghill, thou knowest the stench, the corruption of all that lies within. But, O Lord, do in thy rich mercy favour us by thy blessed Spirit to look and live, even as that dire contagion fills the veins. In our wretched wallowing in the mire, in our helplessness, in our hopelessness in and of ourselves, Lord, O, do thou in thy rich mercy pass by and bid us live. O Lord, if thou dost grant, Lord, that glimpse through a glass darkly, if thou dost grant that faith that presses toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, Lord, if thou dost grant a beggar poor at mercy's door, faint yet pursuing, to come in all our rags and all our guilt and all our filth. O Lord, if we are favoured to find mercy's door, to knock, to ask, to seek, O Lord, all the honour and all the glory there will redound to thy great and holy name as we plead, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And yet, Lord, as we come once more, oh, how great is thy goodness. Thy mercies are lengthened out. Thy mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. We have known thy mercies, Lord, in the last week. Lord, thy great mercies. And Lord, we would truly acknowledge and give thanks for every mercy known. And Lord, as we would look to thee, we do pray for a continuation of thy mercies. Lord, oh, the great need. And Lord, we would begin with them, the little ones, Lord, the dear families, the dear children, those fast growing up in years, those on the threshold of life. Precious, never dying souls. O Lord, we would humbly bear them before thee. And pray, O Lord, that thou would, as it were, pass by and bid them live. That, O, in their day and generation, even as thou didst come to dear Samuel of old, thou wast come and speak as at other times. Oh, call them, Lord, out of nature's darkness. Show in some measure that they can bear what they are. Then lead to Jesus' blood. And to their wondering view reveal the secret love of God. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. O Lord, do in thy mercy then remember them with the favour thou bearest unto thy people. Visit them with thy salvation. Lord, as one and another are born into this time stay, each has a precious, never-dying soul. O Lord, do, Lord, grant all needed help, all needed wisdom. Lord, all needed grace and patience to each of the parents. And Lord, thy strengthening mercies, thy healing mercies, thy helping mercies. Lord, we pray for them. And we pray, O Lord, that they and their dear children may all be taught of the Lord. Lord, that as family responsibilities increase, oh, that there may be much labour at the throne of grace for their dear children. Lord, thou hast brought to the natural birth, but oh, to know the spiritual birth in Christ Jesus. And oh, Lord, to be favoured, we that are older, we that would be found mothers, fathers in Israel, for this child I pray. O Lord, from time to time, O, to stand by and see the angel of God work wondrously, to see those miracles of grace, to see thy work continuing. Lord, there is a generation following. And oh, if thou canst call such a wretch as this, such a hell-deserving sinner as this, out of nature's darkness, oh, we humbly trust to thy marvellous light. Canst thou not work in others also? Oh, go on, thou mighty God, then, thy wonders yet to perform. Lord, work in the dear families, work in the dear churches, work up and down our dear land, Lord, to thy honour, glory and praise, that there still may be, Lord, a remnant according to the election of grace. Those, Lord, that sigh and cry for the abominations done in the land, a spiritual generation. O Lord, in thy rich mercy, may there be, Lord, many, oh, that it were so that all might be, Lord, favoured to seek this great mercy. Oh, do thou blessedly begin then. And Lord, oh, in thy rich mercy, be that Alpha and that Omega, the in the beginning God. Keep the dear children as the very apple of thine eye. Deliver them from all evil, lead not into temptation. And Lord, may there be that keeping in education's pathway, that bringing under that right influence. And Lord, in thy rich mercy, oh, favour to know that looking back in the dear families and marvelling at thy mercies, thy great goodness, thou that hearest and answerest prayer. But oh, where there are those, Lord, of the power of darkness, where there are those of the synagogue of Satan, where there are those, Lord, wicked in great power, spreading themselves as a green bay tree. Oh, blessed Lamb, do thou overcome. Do thou overcome. Oh, Lord, all will be to thy honour, glory and praise. If we are kept by the power of God, in thy rich mercy, do remember then the dear families and lengthen out those mercies where known, and we truly give thanks once more for thy great goodness, and Lord, lengthening out those mercies and thy restoring mercies, Lord, that in measure I am the Lord that healeth thee. Do keep still, O Lord, and do lengthen out these mercies then when known. But, O Lord, do work in these deep things to thy honour, glory and praise. Bless and remember, dear families, dear loved ones then. And do in thy rich mercy remember those that walk in loneliness. Remember those that walk in sorrow. Remember those that walk in affliction. Remember those that bear the burden in love with them. Lord, thou knowest the help that each need, the patience that each need, the strength that each need, the keeping. O Lord, do favour us then to cast every burden upon the Lord and know thy sustaining. In thy rich mercy do remember, Lord, and prepare each for all thy will. We know not what a day, an hour, a night might bring forth. But, O Lord, O for that preparation to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform. It must be all of grace. It must be that blessedly flows through Christ Jesus. Thy finished work, thy resurrection power, thy precious blood. Oh, to know it then. Lord, in thy mercy, remember any that come into thy house, particular need. Those things, Lord, in the pathway. Those things before. Lord, do help them. Do be with them. May they know thy sustaining. May they know that underneath are those everlasting arms of love and mercy. Lord, none can lean too hard upon thee. Oh, to come then, and Lord, be help still. We pray for it once more, to cast that burden upon the Lord and know, preciously know thy sustaining. In mercy then do hear the cries of the brethren, for younger ones, older ones, those in the midst of life, those that bear the burden and heat of the day. And Lord, we do plead a lengthening out of those mercies and those things in employment. Those things, Lord, oh, thou canst, Lord, blessedly work in. Lord, do it to thy honour, glory and praise. And Lord, we do pray thy blessing There are those, Lord, that tend to the land. There are those that farm. Lord, we pray, Lord, that thou word be with them and grant thy mercy and thy rich provision once more. Lord, thou canst grant that seed time and that harvest. Thou hast promised it. Oh, a bringing forth then. And Lord, oh, in those flocks, as we see that once again in nature, oh, to know it, Lord, also to thy praise, honour and glory, Lord, in the churches, those lambs in the fold, oh, feed my sheep. But Lord, thou didst command also feed my lambs. Send none empty away. Lord, we pray for those absent from us, that thou would work in them, that thou would feed their souls also. Lord, we do plead then, those that may be unable to get up to a house of prayer, Lord, do come, do rend the heavens, do in thy mercy, Lord, visit them where they are. If thou dost come into the very room, if thou dost make the place of thy feet glorious, all the honour, all the glory will redound to thy great and holy name. Do remember then where thy people gather, and thy dear servants, and those at home. Hear the cries of the brethren, and thy servants, we hope, will come up later this day. Oh, do grant her, thus saith the Lord. Now, Lord, do hear prayer, the dear children, the Sunday school, those that teach, those that hear. Grant thy blessing and work in these things. In mercy do help in our land and nation then. Oh, do rule and overrule in our government. Could thou raise up some men, women of prayer, those that know what Israel ought to do. Could thou bless the peacemakers in our land. Could thou bring men of violence to nothing. Oh, those, Lord, thou knowest all that lurks in their heart. Oh, Lord, to grant the peace be still. Remember those from this land abroad in great danger. Oh, could there be prayer there? Could there be prayer from these shores? Remember those, Lord, in great affliction. Lord, we think still of those, Lord, that have lost everything and loved ones. Lord, we do pray for them. And we pray, Lord, that thou would bless the means and thou would work in these deep things for the good of precious, never dying souls, that light might shine, Lord, even into the very heart. Oh, if thou dost command, let there be light, there will be light. Lord, in thy mercy then, do command it this day in this house of prayer. Even in souls, Lord, that may walk in nature's darkness, and let there be light, and there was light. Oh, the light of the everlasting gospel. Oh, show the need, Lord. And do thou blessedly, gloriously shine. Help our dear friend at the desk, each deacon. Thou knowest every burden and every need. Oh, do help them and this church and people, bind in thy fear and in thy love. And Lord, do thou blessedly build on that one foundation. Jesus Christ and him crucified. On this rock thou didst say, dear Lord, I will build my church, and the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. We humbly plead it before thee. Lord, we do plead then to be led into the truth as it is in Jesus, to find the deep that coucheth beneath, to find that to thy honour, glory and praise, to find that for the good of precious, never dying souls. We do plead then once more that thou would send none empty away. I will work, and who shall let it? Certainly I will be with thee. Open our mouth, why do thou fill it? Oh, to be found the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message. And oh, to be favoured, to be led by thy blessed Spirit, to consider him. Hear our poor cries then. Have mercy upon us. And Lord, remember any that feel left out of the prayers. As we plead it all. Pleading that help in the singing of the hymns, in prayer and in praise, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 260. And can my heart aspire so high to say, my Father God, Lord, at thy feet I fain would lie and learn to kiss the rod. 260.
in humble and complete dependence upon the Lord for needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the portion that we read, the Gospel according to John chapter 19, and the first part, particularly of verse 17. John chapter 19, verse 17. And he, bearing his cross, went forth. The whole verse reads, and he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. I have heard a dear old minister of Christ, one being ripened for glory, introduce the beginning of a sermon on such a word as this by saying, dear friends, this is holy ground. How can we enter into it? How can we come to it? But I trust it is that the Lord has laid upon me to bring before you. And he, bearing his cross, went forth. I humbly trust we all know, we've all read, perhaps there's been that read many times in the Gospels of the pathway of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And I have no desire to preach what I would call a technical sermon to you this morning. But it's been laid, I trust, upon my spirit in this way to bring it before you. The one that is writing of these things, the one that witnessed these things, and he that saw it, as we read together, bear record. He did it as an eyewitness. He did it as a hearer of those things done. But above all, this has been laid upon my spirit. He loved that one to whom those awful things were done. And oh, so there is a precious truth. We, as it were, can remotely see the sufferings of one and another. They may touch us in some measure. We may pass those. We may see some, say, in a hospital ward, suffering deeply. We may see those very ill, but what a difference if there are those that we love those that we've walked with, those we've enjoyed the company of, those, yes, feelingly, knowingly, part of the family, part of those we've blessedly gathered with, but spiritually something deeper here. Part of those whom we have rejoiced with and witnessed deep things with and witnessed great blessings with. This was dear John as he witnessed the sufferings of Christ, as he witnessed that of his Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. As he witnessed, this was he, to bring in those words of those on that Emmaus road. We trusted, would deliver Israel. He'd seen his glory. He'd seen his power. He'd witnessed those precious words which proceeded from his lips. He'd seen the testimony. But oh, now, all these things. And remember, John, we believe, wrote the last of the Gospels. Now, in his old age, now there is a looking back. Now there is a remembering by the power of the Blessed Spirit. But you know, the power of the Blessed Spirit, if we've known it, can take us back as if, what, it was yesterday. No, as if it was today. And as he looks back, there is that precious deep that unfolds. And he gathers in those things of the scriptures and he sees blessedly that the Lord is causing all things to work together for good to them that love him. And oh, all things working together for good in those things concerning the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. But this theme of love, this thought of love, it was the Passover. There were those that gathered at the command of God to remember that great deliverance out of Egypt, to remember the command of God that that lamb should be slain without blemish and without spot, blood sprinkled upon the doorposts, upon the lintel, surrounding, not to be trampled underfoot. But oh, what for? When that angel passed over, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, the solemn judgment in every home in Egypt, not sheltering under that precious blood. But oh, so this Passover to be remembered. And it was in love that the Lord gathered his dear disciples with desire, with love. I have desired to eat this supper with you before I suffer. The Lord knew. The Lord knew all before, but his face steadfast toward Jerusalem. And he gathers his dear disciples in love to eat that with him. And are we that are favored to come to his table? Oh, to blessedly be favored to consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Dwelling here, as it were, for a moment, are there those that gather at his table? And you would know him. You would know that precious depth at his table. Not that that is natural. Not that where imagination's utmost stretch fails, but oh, a precious drawing near of love. A breaking down of the heart, a marble of the heart. Coming in as a guilty, filthy sinner. Hell-deserving sinner. But favored to consider him. Oh soul, I oft quoted at the Lord's table. Why, divine reality to me, sweet the moments, rich in blessing, which before the cross I spent, life and peace and power possessing, from the dying sinner's friend. Seek to know it, soul. Here's the reality of real religion. Here's that built on that rock which is Christ. Here's that to know my Redeemer liveth. Here's that to his honour, glory and praise. Oh, the sinner brought low, but the sinner looking and living. You could linger there all night then, soul. No desire to return to your own sad place then, soul. Oh, these blessings in Christ Jesus. And those, and you dare deny it, soul, those that would follow in the footsteps of the flock, those that are seeking his face, go on to know the Lord. Oh, these precious truths in Christ Jesus. But so, don't be surprised at the cross. Why? He, bearing his cross, went forth. The dear Lord been despised, rejected of men. The dear Lord had been buffeted, scourged, crowned with thorns. Physically, so a beaten man, bearing his cross, a weighty cross, that to be carried to the place of crucifixion, that to be nailed to, and he bearing his cross. Oh, is there one this morning that comes bearing some cross? But that's not what the word says. And he bearing his cross. There were many crucified in those days of the Roman Empire. It was a particularly picked out death, capital punishment for those to suffer in shame, to suffer, yes, particular criminals, particular ones that had risen up in some way against the Roman Empire. This death, this horrible, horrible death of crucifixion was reserved for them. Consider him. Oh, soul, this was one that laid his glory by. This was King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That came, what for? In love. To bear that agony in darkness. In the hidings of his Father's face. What for? That sinners might live. That their sin, their wretched, wretched sin might be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Do you go out to it? Does it make a difference, soul? To your cross. To that the Lord has given you. Does it break down then? Do you understand then? Is there then that light? And oh, instead of looking at self and something base and all these troubles, and all these trials, and all these impossibilities, and all these difficulties, and all these great mountains. And he, bearing his cross. The focus changes. The scene changes. To look, and look again. To his holy temple. To consider. And oh, as the light of the everlasting gospel shines, so, what is your cross compared with his? What is your burden compared with his? Oh, that the Lord then would so rend the heavens and come down that you might be favoured, sweetly and blessedly laid. The outward appearance, it may be no different. But I tell you so, if you know this blessing in Christ Jesus, if you know this, when the Lord blessedly reveals himself, you'll go from his house a different man, a different woman, a different boy, a different girl, favored to consider him and he bearing his cross. But I must sound a note of solemn warning. In this chapter, we have both unspeakable blessing and mercy, but we have those that raged against the light. Those that their cry was, away with him, away with him, crucify him, crucify him, silence him. And that's still the cry of man down to this day. That is the cry of many in our land. And that is the cry of human heart, the human heart. That is the cry of many a sinner. They cannot bear this. The preaching of the cross to them is foolishness. But is it to you the power of God? Is your all found here, sinner? But there stands one before you. One, I believe, the subject of many prayers, those that have gone before. I knew what it was to rage against his word, to rage against his will. But oh, there came a time when the Lord blessedly worked. And may the prayer of this church and people be, oh, that that time might come when the Lord would blessedly work in your soul. The day might dawn when you come into this house of prayer, perhaps routinely as ever. Another Sabbath day, another Sunday morning. But you'll go out of the house of prayer marked by the Lord. And never man spake like this man. You'll know then what it is, a fearful thing to fall into the hand of the living God. And for the first time in your life, soul, you'll bear a solemn weight that is not of this earth. And the Lord will search you out and find you. And it doesn't matter then others found in his house of prayer, you know. It matters your never dying soul. It matters what you're exposed to. It matters your sin, your filth, your pollution. But oh, soul, blessed be his holy name. If you're not left there. Blessed be his holy name, as with Saul of Tarsus, hard for thee to kick against the pricks. But for the first time, and with the authority of Scripture recorded, behold, he prayeth. And then you'll know what it is to take up daily that cross. As the Lord Jesus speaks, then you'll know what it is to walk out a burden, and he bearing his cross went forth. But oh, so you pray and pray and pray again. To be led to this sacred holy ground, and he bearing his cross. Soul, if you know a little of your burden of sin, if I know a little of my burden of sin, what must this have been? And he, bearing, doesn't say carrying, it says bearing. There's that that is born. There's a load here, soul. There's a weight here. Lord, was it my sin? Is your sin such an impediment, such a stumbling block, such a barrier that you cannot come? I had to tell them last Lord's Day morning up at Attleborough. Now the word of the Lord had come. The word was, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. There was that heralded by dear John. There was that rejoiced in by dear John. And how did it come? Saturday afternoon, before due to go up to there. Dear people, I tried to go to prayer concerning his day, his will, the needs of the dear people. I felt such a barrier. Felt I couldn't come. My sin. Oh, such a wall, such a mountain. But you know, in prayer, on my knees, I speak to the Lord's honour and glory, not unto us, but unto his name. But you know, it was as if in a moment, twinkle of an eye, what a change to look. What a great sin, no, to a great Saviour. And he bearing his cross, there the soul will live. Dear John, you know, his soul lived. He leaped in the womb for joy. And he, bearing his cross, there's hope here, soul. There's faith here, soul. There's that given from above here, soul. As you come with your burden, you come in your great need, you come unable to look, burdened, bearing that burden, unable to look up. As that poor publican the Lord Jesus speaks of, unable to lift himself up. But he smote upon his breast. A dear woman bowed down, venturing on his great and holy name, if I could but touch the hem of his garment. Is there something deep? Is there something precious here, soul? Is there something you would know? Lord, I've got to come. I've got to give that account. And Lord, thou knowest the sin that does so easily beset. Thou knowest the grovelling here below, fond of these trifling toys. Thou knowest the cares, the concerns, these things that choke. Bring it so. Whatever be the burden, whatever be the weight, bring it. And the Lord knows, man. The Lord knows those that cry still, crucify, crucify, away with him, away with him. But oh, so he bearing his cross to walk out the pathway. He that putteth his hand to the plough and looking back, not fit for the kingdom of God. Blessed be his holy name, you know. If there's been that work of the plough, we see it sometimes, don't we? Look on some field, hard, full of weed, all sorts of things growing. But oh, the mark of the plough goes deep, turns it all over, prepares it for the seed, prepares it for that which is good. Have you known it? Are you knowing it? He bearing his cross went forth. Oh, so men ought always to pray and not to faint. There appeared, we read in the Gospels, an angel from heaven strengthening him. Do you need that strength? Do you need that help to continue? Do you need it day by day? Do you need it step by step? Do you need it night by night? So pray to this Lord and Saviour. He knows. He knoweth the way that I take. Why? He bearing his cross went forth. Oh, by the blessed spirit of truth, so this will break down. It's a course of mission. Lord, I can't go on. But Lord, if I'm following in the footsteps of the flock in this, afar off, not worthy of the least of all thy mercies, but oh, a limping beggar poor. Very slow. The poor man up our road. Some years ago now, something went wrong with his back. And he used to walk in the evening. I suppose he's about 6 houses up the road from us. It used to take him about half an hour. To get down to our house. Very, very slow. Very, very afflicted. See the pain in his countenance. You could see every inch that he took hurt so painfully. How about you? But oh, soul, to be favoured, to consider him, what he endured, the hands of sinners. And oh, a little hope, a little sweet hope in the gospel, to consider him bearing his cross. Wasn't for his sin, so. No, here was one without sin, without spot, without blemish. But so, oh, bearing his cross, bearing that great weight, with all before, it was for love's sake. It was, this is the way, to purchase his dear people. To redeem them, to save them with so great salvation. So, do you need this? Sinner, do you need this? Do the very arms of faith go out to it? Would you know him? Oh, so. Would you want to say with dear Thomas, my Lord and my God? He, bearing his cross. My dear Father, speaks from time to time of how he first, as a young man, came amongst us all those years ago as a little cause of truth at home, and how that Lord's Day afternoon the everlasting gospel was preached by the then dear pastor. And as he preached the way, oh, what was the sealing by the blessed Spirit of truth? As he gathered up those deep needs, those exercises, those burdens, those sins, he spoke of one that closely followed his Lord and his Saviour. That broke the harder marble of the heart in my dear Father. And he, bearing his cross, went forth. Are you a close follower of your Lord and your Saviour? Do you know a little of this that we've tried to speak from? Is there that the blessed Holy Spirit of truth has opened and revealed to you, and he, bearing his cross, its holy ground soul, is precious. Give him all the praise, all the honour, all the glory, and tell to sinners round what it is, Saviour, you are found, my Lord, my God, and he, bearing his cross. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £709, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Pack is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Raymond Woodham's next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday school in the afternoon. Hymn 273. Pensing, doubting, fearful heart, hear what Christ the Saviour says. Every word should joy impart, change thy mourning into praise. Yes, he speaks and speaks to thee. May he help thee to believe. Then thou presently wilt see thou hast little cause to grieve. 273.
Thank you.
do pardon all spoken amiss. Bless abundantly, bless thine own pure word, and oh, do favour us to consider him. Take us now as we go in peace and safety. Gather the dear children, the afternoon hour, and again us at the evening hour, and around thy table, if it be thy will. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.